You know, we began by reading Psalm 100. And Psalm 100, as I mentioned, is a Thanksgiving psalm. It is believed that in the Old Testament, it was used before a thank offering. Now, a thank offering was the special offering that the children of Israel made when God had brought somebody through a very difficult season of their life, and they just wanted to pause and personally give God thanks. It is thought that this psalm was used for something like that, that kind of an occasion. So I think it's appropriate that we pulled it out and read it for our Thanksgiving service. By the way, it is believed that the first Thanksgiving took place in 1621, which means tomorrow is the 400th anniversary of Thanksgiving in our country. So it's sort of a monumental year. Speaking of Thanksgiving and a monumental year, this last couple of years has, we looked back last year and we thought, boy, it's been a bad year. And then that was 2020. And then 2021, we thought, okay, all that's over with. And here we are, almost 2022. And it reminds me of the Charles Dickens book, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. That's sort of how the last couple of years have been. Some people, some politicians, some economists are telling us, oh, man, it's the best. You know, stocks are going up. Housing prices and housing market is remaining strong. But on the other hand, most people are feeling very disillusioned and disconnected during this time. So what I think we always need to do, and it's good that we are just having this service to do that, we should always view whatever you're going through. Learn to view your reality through the lens of God's sovereignty. Learn to see your reality, whether you're feeling good and times are good or times are bad, view your reality through the lens of God's sovereignty. Listen to what Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes. He wrote, "Consider the work of God, for who can make straight what he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed one as well as the other, so that man can find nothing that will happen after him." So two things we are told in that little couple of verses that I read. If times are good for you, be thankful. And don't be embarrassed to be thankful. If you've been winning lately, if things are just going your way, life is good, you're feeling strong, don't feel embarrassed or ashamed to give God glory and thanksgiving and boast in the name of the Lord. Be thankful. Be thankful, be joyful. Even if we're not experiencing what you're experiencing, we want to rejoice with those who rejoice. But if times are not good for you, be thoughtful. He says, consider in that passage twice. So if times are good, be thankful. If times are not so good, be thoughtful. And think about it. And think that God makes one as well as the other. And think about this. By the way, the word think and thank are related in their stem. It's the same stem word. Because you need to think before you can thank. So when things are not good, start thinking this. That whatever season you are in right now in your life, it's only a season. The script is not over. The play is not over. And the one who writes the script for your life is still the hero of the script. And he is weaving all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So we are told in the book of Romans chapter 8, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us." So these were the best of times, these were the worst of times. But in all times, in all things, we give thanks. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will rule your hearts. Know this, the very sufferings and trials you may be experiencing are tools in the hands of God for a purpose, to make you a better person, a person with depth, so that you can last through the long haul. And so Paul writes to the Thessalonians that we should pray without ceasing, rejoice evermore, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, I mentioned this is a very special service, and I wanted to give you a few words to think about. Be thankful, be thoughtful, be joyful. Be joyful this season. You know, we're coming into a season of Christmas. Most people think of Thanksgiving as just, it's the beginning of Christmas, there's Thanksgiving, and then there's the real holiday, Black Friday. For a lot of people, that's the real holiday. I love Thanksgiving because it's sort of the one holiday that's unencumbered still. You know, there's not all the hype and hoopla. It's a day where people all over the country will sit down for a meal. And hopefully, they'll consider God. We know we will. And if you're in a situation where people don't do that, it's a really good opportunity for you to share with them. And in a minute, after this service, we're going to have a little banner march in just a moment. But after we're done with that little banner march, we're going to go outside and we're going to light a Christmas tree. And people ask, well, why at a church do you light a Christmas tree? Well, the history of the Christmas tree, just in brief, is it started in Europe. It started in medieval Europe. It is believed it started in Germany. It was first called not a Christmas tree, but a paradise tree. It was during the feast of Adam and Eve. And originally, it was a little pine tree, and wafers were hung on it to symbolize the Lord's Supper, communion, that he redeems us with his own blood on the tree. That was the purpose of that tree. It then became known as a Christmas tree when a German theologian by the name of Martin Luther decided that he would put lights on that tree, little candles on the tree, because he was inspired one night walking through the forest and looking up, and he saw the pine trees in the forest, and behind it was a canopy of stars brightly twinkling. And he thought, Jesus, the light of the world. So he put candles on the paradise tree in his home, brought not just his children, but children to look at it, to tell them Jesus is the light of the world. And that if you walk in him, you won't walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life. So he used that to point people to Christ. All of that to say this. Around the world, whether you like it or not, the universal sign for Christmas is not a baby in a manger with three wise men. To us it is, but the universal sign around the world is a Christmas tree for Christmas. I have been around the world and I've seen Christmas trees in just about every culture, including when I was in Baghdad, Iraq, I saw Christmas trees during this time of the year. It's the symbol of Christmas. So you can say, well, I don't like that. Tough. You might not like that. But I'm saying, instead of just not liking it, use it. Use it. You got a tree pointing upward. Why don't you do the same? Point upward. Use the tree to point to God. Tell people about the origin of the paradise tree. Tell them about Martin Luther. Tell them that Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for their sins on a tree. And let that tree point to that tree.
We hope you enjoyed this special service from Calvary Church. We'd love to know how this message impacted you. Email us at mystory@calvarynm.church. And just a reminder, you can support this ministry with a financial gift at calvarynm.church/give. Thank you for joining us for this teaching from Calvary Church.